ఓం శాంతి, ఓం శాంతి. ఏ శబ్ద యాద్ హోనా చాయే ఆప్కో, యహాన్ సే జానే సే పహలే ఎట్లీస్ట్ ఏ శబ్ద యాద్ హోనా చాయే. ఫ్రమ్ వేర్ ఐ కమ్, ORC వహాన్ పే ఏక్ ట్రేనింగ్ హుయి థీ, 5 డేస్ ట్రేనింగ్ ఆఫ్ మినిస్ట్రీ ఆఫ్ ఆయుష్, అండ్ దే హ్యాడ్ స్పెషలీ ది ఆల్ ఇండియా పీపుల్ యోగా మాస్టర్స్ హ్యాడ్ కమ్ ఫర్ అ ట్రేనింగ్ బై ఆయుష్ మినిస్ట్రీ, అండ్ దెన్ దే ఆల్సో హ్యాడ్ దేర్ ఎగ్జామ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. అండ్ ఆన్ ద లాస్ట్ డే అండ్ ఈచ్ డే వీ యూస్ టు హ్యావ్ సెషన్స్ ఆఫ్ మెడిటేషన్ ఫర్ దెమ్. సో వెన్ దే వర్ గోయింగ్ అండ్ వెన్ దేర్ ఎగ్జామ్ వాజ్ ఓవర్ అండ్ ఆల్ ది అసెస్మెంట్ వాజ్ డన్, తో జో ఆయుష్ మినిస్ట్రీ కే వహాన్ పే జో ఎగ్జామినర్స్ థే వో కహతే కి ఇన్కో హమారే ఎగ్జామ్ మే తో 50-60% ही मार्क्स मिले, लेकिन ओम शांति में 100% मार्क्स मिले हैं, बिकॉज दिस इज वन थिंग दैट दे हैव लर्न्ड एंड पिक्ड अप फ्रॉम हियर एंड दे कीप ऑन रिपीटिंग. सो ग्रीटिंग्स ऑफ पीस, आई एम पीस. और जब तक अंदर प्रश्न रहते हैं, टिल द टाइम यू हैव क्वेश्चंस, कैन यू बी पीसफुल, कैन यू बी पीसफुल? सो वी आर हेयर टू गेट द आंसर्स ऑफ अवर क्वेश्चंस, टू अनवाइंड अवर सेल्स, टू सॉल्व अवर क्वेरीज, एंड वी हैव सीन थ्रू आउट द डे दैट यू डू हैव मेनी क्वेश्चंस. सो दिस इज अ स्पेशल सेशन अरेंज फॉर यू इन विच इन फॉर्म ऑफ अ पैनल योर क्वेश्चंस विल बी आंसर्ड. सो वी ऑलरेडी हैव शिवानी दीदी ऑन स्टेज एंड आई वुड लाइक टू इन्वाइट अवर सेकेंड पैनलिस्ट बाला भाई. वी हैव ऑलरेडी मेट हिम यस्टरडे, सो प्लीज वेलकम हिम एज वेल ऑन द स्टेज. एंड to conduct the panel, to ask your questions to the panelist, I would like to invite Bhanu bhai, who is with us from Bangalore. So please give him a big round of applause. At present he is the head of innovation ecosystem at TCS. He is also a social entrepreneur coach, and he has done his masters in general management from Harvard. He has done his masters in social policy from Oxford. He is also one of the Chevening scholars. How many of you know what a Chevening scholarship is? Okay, very few. So actually 12 people every year are selected from India who go to the UK, and the UK government gives them scholarship to do their higher studies in UK. So in fact Bhanu bhai and Bala bhai, both of them are Chevening scholars, and this is one of the many scholarships that they have. This is one of the many scholarships. So we have all scholars, all three of them are scholars in their own fields and even in spirituality. Bhanu bhai has been practicing Rajyog meditation since more than 30 years now. So you have the experts to ask your questions. So some of your questions have already been received and we'll cover them first. But if you have any more questions that you would like to ask, please write them on a piece of paper and you can give it to Bhanu bhai so that he can read it on your behalf. Thank you Bhanu bhai, over to you.
Om Shanti. Can you all hear me clearly? Okay. Great. So in such a short notice, we received over 50 questions and I'm assuming there are more. And they were even coming when I was sitting here. So keep them coming. And we have two of the best minds and hearts here who could potentially throw light on some of those questions and probably trigger thoughts that can answer them for a long term. So there are a lot of questions. So I'm going to summarize. So, and I'm going to ask questions that mostly cover the areas that you have asked questions in. I'll start with a question that's pretty direct, and I think it's a good introduction the areas that we are dealing with today. So the question is,
second Bhanu bhai, abhi abhi dinner karke aaye, jaake sona hai, amrit vele utna hai, keep it light.
They're light, light, it's light. Your answer should be light. The questions are, hey. yeah. So almost all questions have premise, so you have really been very helpful, thank you very much. So the mind is where the thoughts are getting created. The intellect filters them. What are the sources that you would recommend where I can consume the right content so that I can have the right thoughts created? I would request Sister Shivani to elaborate, please, in a light way.
Three sources for the thoughts we create. One is information, which is content. second is past experiences, and third is belief system. So these are the three, the source, thought is the energy, but these three are the sources on the basis of which we create our thoughts. So for example, stress is normal is a belief system. If people are not good to me, I'll get hurt is a belief system. It's a belief system by which the world is living. And once I have that belief system, automatically when something that doesn't happen my way, I will create that thought because I'm living through that belief system. And so when we come here, the first thing that gets challenged is our belief system. First most important belief system is I am this body, this role, this position. How many of us look at the body in the morning and say, how am I looking today? What is visible in the mirror? Can we see ourselves in the mirror? No. We look at the body and say, how am I looking today? So we were living through a wrong belief system. So when that belief system changes, thoughts will change. When content changes, thoughts will change. And of course tomorrow we have the topic on digital wellness. But what is changing your thinking here for 3 days is also the different content you're consuming, what you would have content consumed if you were sitting at home. So even if for a month somebody experiments that they do not consume any content, which means anything in the name of entertainment, anything even in the name of information, I need to be informed what's happening. You need to be informed what's happening in the world, you'll get information in one line. But if you want to say, who did this say, what prime minister said what president said what, then you are only consuming that quality of information. And so information is like food, and thoughts is the energy that gets created from the food. So if you change your content, because right now the biggest factor is content, right? 15 days back, all over India, there was news about responsibility of content creators, right? We all must have heard about it. Of course, it's responsibility of content creators. But isn't it a bigger responsibility of content consumer? What is a content creator going to create? What a consumer is going to consume? Today, if all of us take a decision, we will not consume this particular type of content, they will change their creation because unke liye to wo business hai na. It's their business. Any business person will only create what the world is consuming. So if you go back from here and 1 month you do this, that you're not consuming any content of lust, ego, hurt, people crying in dramas, anything. If you don't create, you don't consume for 1 month, 1 month later you're a different person. 100%. Don't do anything. Don't do meditation also if you don't. If you want to see this result, but if you're meditating and then during the day you're consuming all this content, then it's not going to go anywhere. Because it's emotional diet. Content is emotional diet. That is source of thoughts. So how many of us can say tathastu for this? Pehle bola nahi, pehle tathastu kar diya. Pehle bolen de sahi, kis baat ke liye tathastu karna hai? Just 1 month. Only to see that it's not I who am weak, my diet was not right. And just draw a graph of the last 25 years. When the first TV, the first phone, then internet, then social media, everything. We are all the generation who's seen all that. And along with that you can draw a graph of stress is normal, disease is normal, divorce is normal, addiction. It all came with that graph. So there's a direct connection because content is equal to thought. Thought repeated creates sanskar, sanskar creates karam, karam creates destiny. So content is equal to destiny. Just write that in your diary big time. Content is equal to destiny. You want to change your destiny, change your content. So what happened when we came to the Brahma Kumaris? We just started coming 1 hour in the morning for class, the spiritual study class. And that was a content change. Nothing else we did. Shuru shuru mein to meditation kaha hota hai? It takes ages to be able to even learn it. Matlab, and really do it the way we want to do it. Ages. But that content change of 1 hour and suddenly we say, achha, I'm not reacting like I used to react before. Aaj mujhe isi baat par gussa aaya nahi, waise to aata tha. And we didn't do anything for it. In fact, I must say, with the awakening program, when it started on TV, not on social media, it was much later. So many people were watching like 25 minutes religiously with TV. And we thought it was just a program. And as a program, dekhenge, center pe aayenge, meditation karenge, phir inme change aayega. But when I traveled, I met people who said they had experienced changes, and then I would say, "Aap center aaye?" They said, "No." I said, "Uske bina nahi ho sakta." Because I was so confident, "Uske bina nahi ho sakta." But people said they were on the verge of divorce. Some people were on the verge of committing suicide. Of course, emotional changes, thought patterns, all. And I said, "Dek, bina center aaye kaise ye change ho gaye?" And that's when I understood it was 25 minutes daily of that content which was changing. And so I'm 100% certain if 25 minutes of that kind of content can change, can prevent suicide, prevent depression, then hours and hours of it can create divorce, can create suicide, can create depression. So if anybody just changes their content, their destiny will change. That's the first step. Because we won't even be able to meditate if we're consuming a lot of opposite content. So content. So that was the first line yesterday on the chart was knowledge, information, content. So unless your no changes, your be, do, share will not change. You will only share that content with everybody only, whether in terms of content or vibrations or words and behavior. Now you can do tathastu. Kis cheez ke liye? 1 month off? There wouldn't be much entertainment left then. But the best part is then you don't need entertainment after that. Because aap waise hi khush hai, to aapko de-stressor chahiye hi nahi hoga. So that's the source of thoughts.
Thank you for that. It seemed like this was preempted of sorts. So the next question that's come is how can we... So now that we need to be aware of our content diet, so this is a question at work. My job involves staying up to date with the latest technologies and the world's affairs. How can we manage to be aware of all of this while staying away from the internet and social media and the phone? Balabhai?
You want me to be honest? You want me to be honest? Because honesty is seldom sweet. That's why we say brutally honest. The adjective. Whoever says this, I mean whoever said this, nothing to hurt. If you practically check how much of time you are spending in front of the screen that is actually contributing to your learning, and if you do that in a focused manner, you would not need to get lost in the information. I work for Sears. We are partners of Google as well as AWS, and we work in the area of artificial intelligence, data and cloud. Trust me, every single day something is changing. In your role, if you have to keep track of every single thing that is changing, then you are not in the right kind of company, because then nothing is stable in your company. Yes or no? So when we say about digital wellness, when Shivani Ben talks about content, we are not talking about giving up everything. It's about becoming a responsible technology user as well as consumer. Be responsible. So when you focus on your work, I challenge, do you check your WhatsApp? Do you check your Insta? Are any social media things are there on your mobile phone? I call that as a dumb phone. Whatever we use is a dumb phone. It's not a smartphone because it's making us dumber. Those button phone which you used to have, Nokia, that's a smartphone. That's a true smartphone. So if you are really interested in focusing and you want to keep track and use it, then learn to make sure that you won't get distracted. Then you can keep track. That's why we make a difference between two things here at Brahmakumaris. About being someone who gives up everything and someone who is above everything. There's a big difference. So you are not asked to run away from anything. from your job or from technology, but be a responsible technology learner and user. I warned you, it's going to be brutal.
So, I think we have heard a lot of things today, and I'm sure all of you have plans and resolutions of what you would do when you go back. There's a question here that says, what if I'm not able to do it? How do I deal with procrastination? How do I deal with putting things off and not being able to get back to it? Shivani Bhai.
What if I'm not able to do what? You don't have to do everything. Just make a list of everything you learned here. You don't have to do everything in day one. But even if you start doing one thing daily, there's going to be a shift. And that one thing daily will give you then the strength to be able to pick up the second thing daily. So don't say, oh, ye bhi karna, ye bhi karna, ye bhi karna. Nahi. Kuch ek karna hai. So let's say, let's decide what is simple to start with. Can we start with choosing content carefully for the next 1 month? Is that easy to do? Is that easy to do? Easy? Everybody? Easy? And if it's still tough, just uninstall those applications. Uninstall. It is addictive. It is just addictive. Abhi yahan agar chips ka packet pada hai, it's just addictive. We just go. And then finally, what do we say? Bhai, somebody please remove this packet from here. I'll keep eating otherwise. Don't we do that? Because it's addictive. So why do I need those accounts? Why? What is it? It's addictive. Uninstall for 1 month. Unless it's your role to do something on social media. If it's not, then just uninstall. Kis liye chahiye? If it's such a big depleter, why am I holding on to it? We lived our life without it, yes or no? So wouldn't we be able to live again without it? Few days withdrawal symptom. Here, I have social media handles for Seva, but on my phone, Insta is not activated, Facebook is not activated, YouTube is not activated. It's just not there. The application is there, but it's not activated. Matlab, there's no password login, not there. It's not there. I don't want to go to the trouble of seeing it and then say, oh, 5 minutes waste hoga. Hata do, abhi yaad hi nahi rehta, it's not there. Finished. Kuch bhi nahi hai. Kuch bhi nahi hai. It's nothing. We've made a big thing out of nothing actually. Kuch bhi nahi hai. So this is the easy one. Even if it's my role, I post on it daily, but I don't see it. I don't see it. Post is because I want to share that prasad which I've got. Just share it. Fine, ho gaya, post khatam. But it's not there for me to see us pe aaj kya hua, kitna aya, kisne kya likha, kisne. No. And leave alone, of course, going around consuming other content. So it's just a choice. Please remember, here we are talking about happiness. We are talking about prevention of mental health. We are talking about taking care of physical health. We are talking about healing relationships. And we are talking about petty things like content consumption is the cause of all that. जब कोई बीमार होता है ना वो व्यक्ति कहता है कुछ भी ले लो मेरा मेरी सेहत वापस दे दो रिश्ता टूट रहा होता है व्यक्ति कहता है कुछ भी ले लो मेरा मेरा बच्चा मेरे पास वापस ले आओ रिश्ते में तो वी आर जस्ट सेइंग ठीक है कंटेंट छोड़ दो थोड़े टाइम के लिए सो व्हाई शुड वी से इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट फॉर मी टू डू इट कुछ भी नहीं है इसमें से कुछ भी डिफिकल्ट नहीं है सो लेट्स डू दिस टू थ्री थिंग्स कॉन्टेंट कंजम्पशन छोड़ देते हैं जो जो संकल्प हम लिख रहे हैं उसको हम रिपीट करना शुरू कर देते हैं एंड हम रोज सुबह की दिन की शुरुआत इफ यू गेट अप एट 4 o'clock ब्यूटिफुल इफ यू आर नॉट एबल टू गेट अप एट 4 o'clock नो प्रॉब्लम बट व्हेन यू गेट अप कैन यू सिट फॉर 5 minutes ये किया जा सकता है राइट ये तो कर सकते हैं बस उतना करना है छोटे छोटे स्टेप्स करने हैं इट इज छोटी छोटी चीजें which brought soul power down, that is choti choti cheeze, which will, it doesn't require big things, choti choti cheeze. And if you do it for a few days at a stretch, pehle hi sochna ke no, I will not be able to do it is also an affirmation. And if you have this issue that you tend to postpone things, then you write a sankalp. I do my every task accurately before time. Put that as your affirmation. Just likh lo usko. कि whatever I have to do accurately before time. Whatever I decide to do it daily accurately. लिख लो बस एंड वो आपकी संस्कार बनना लगेगा. सो इट्स वेरी सिंपल. सबसे पहले ये बोलना शुरू करो, इट्स वेरी सिंपल. प्लीज रिमेंबर, मुश्किल जीवन आप जी चुके हैं. When we look at all of you, I sometimes feel, ये कैसे जी रहे हैं लोग इतने दुख और दर्द के साथ. So the tougher thing we are already doing, we are shifting towards living life easy. मुश्किल वाला तो जी चुके, मुश्किल काम कर चुके, अब तो आसान काम करना शुरू करना है. But baby steps. So each one, by tomorrow, write your baby steps. But then fix those. Two steps, one step, no problem. Whatever. But put that this will be my baby step first thing from Monday. And it will happen. बहुत आसान है फिर. किस किस को मुश्किल लग रहा है? कुछ मुश्किल लग रहा है? नहीं? आसान लग रहा है? कितना आसान लग रहा है? बहुत आसान. बस. हाँ जी? Absolutely. Because it's just throwing things at us. Actually, we're not even going there. It's throwing things at us. And once we start watching what it's throwing, then we are sucked into it. So, ठीक है ना? Why even work the effort के वो भेजे, हम नहीं देखें, ये करें? हम उसको ही हटाते हैं. परमात्मा हमें एक लाइन देते हैं, साधनों को यूज करो लेकिन साधनों के पीछे साधना को खोना नहीं और साधनों का गुलाम बनना नहीं. साधन को मालिक बनके. सो वी आर नॉट सेइंग डोंट यूज द फोन, इससे तो हमारे सारा दिन काम हो रहे हैं, लेकिन द अदर पार्ट ऑफ इट जो हमें गुलाम बन रहा है उसको हम छोड़ रहे हैं. सो साधन, साधना एंड गुलामी, दीज थ्री वर्ड्स. सो यूज योर गैजेट एज अ मास्टर, not as a slave, because if you become a slave of it, you'll never be able to make your children a master of it. Ek gulam dusre ko malik nahi bana sakega. So even if you don't feel like, you say nahi theek hi thaak hai, kya farak pad raha, just do it for them. Do it for them. And remember, aajkal ke bacche, they are getting addicted to gadgets right from the time when they're the womb of the mother. How are they going to be able to create this programming of not being addicted to this? Because वो addiction garbh संस्कार में है. And then they say कि हम screen के बिना वो बच्चे खाना नहीं खाते, क्योंकि when they were in the garbh, the mother was watching the screen. We know mothers were feeding their babies and looking at screens at that time. ऐसे ऐसे कर्म तो हमने किए हैं, उसकी वजह से तो वो बच्चों के ऊपर असर है. तो अब उनके लिए let's undo some things so that they will become powerful. तथास्तु. बहुत आसान.
I'm going right to the next question. There is also a question, in fact a couple of questions that came up on children and content and how to keep them away from social media. I think this answered that as well. Now this is the premise. It is expected from a professional to get rid of emotions. And the emotions are emotions, the hurdles in life and professional growth. Balabhai.
If you remove all emotions, you know what they are called? they are called as zombies. We are human beings. So when that particular line is said that you should not have emotions, it does not mean you should not have any feelings. But what it means is, do not get carried away with those emotions and do not lose your ability to make appropriate decision, because we have three brains. There is thinking brain, then there is emotional brain, then there is what we call as a reptile brain, which helps us the survival instinct. Like if I throw something at you, you'll immediately close or immediately recoil. You're not even thinking. So that's the survival brain that's working. And then there is emotional brain, where you get those feelings and emotions, and then there is thinking brain. Research shows that if you get very emotional, there's a small organ inside the brain called amygdala. It's called amygdala hijack. You may want to write it down. AMYGDALA. Amygdala hijack. At that point of time, what happens is, you get so emotional, literally the blood supply to your thinking brain is reduced. It means the real estate that is required for you to make appropriate decisions, that is no longer available for you. That is why it said to remove emotions, but that does not mean you eliminate all of them. Because ati sarvatra varjayet. Ati means going to extremes is not good in any field. That's why it is said, don't promise when you are happy. Don't reply when you are angry. Don't decide when you are sad. And that is why even in Indian culture, even here at Brahmakumaris, any meditation you will learn that equanimity does not mean you eliminated emotions. That means you are not allowing your emotions to drive you. You see the difference? But if you think that you should eliminate emotions, then you will actually succumb to another negative emotion of feeling sad, bad and mad, because you can't remove them. So don't try that. What it means is, in a given situation, can you be non-judgmental? A very powerful technique that you learn as a part of Raja Yoga meditation. You detach and then look at the facts in the story. And what are the facts in the situation? And what is the story I am telling myself about those facts? There are two things in any situation. It's very interesting. There are facts and there is a story. I am speaking, she is speaking, he is asking. There's a story you're telling. This is interesting. Shivani Ben to kehti hai, hota thode hi hai. Bahut kai kiya. Kuch to consume karna padta hai. Now that is a story that's happening. That's not what she said, but that's the story you're creating. So your reactions are based on the story you're creating inside your mind, not on what's actually happening. So when we talk about removing emotions, what it actually means is, as a leader, as a professional, as a manager, when you're making decisions, are you considering the facts, or have you become a prisoner of the story you're telling yourself about those facts? It's not easy. That's what it means, in essence.
And that's why there are three words. It's their story, my story, and the actual truth. The three are different. The three are different. And because we are not able to see those three differently, that's why. So this whole thing of emotions, what is emotions? Feelings. Nobody's going to be saying we have to be emotionless, but right feelings. Think right, so feel right. Think right, feel right. Which emotion is important, which we are feeling, why are we removing it? Hurt, fear, anxiety. What's healthy about it? So you're not becoming emotionless, you're becoming emotionally powerful. Not emotionless. Nobody is going to be emotionless. To become emotionless, either the soul leave the body. Even then the soul has feelings, even after leaving the body. So it's not emotionless, it's emotionally powerful. That is spiritually powerful. Right emotions, right sanskars, in whichever role, whichever situation, right, not no. It's not no, don't feel anything. No, feel right. So like we saw in the morning, stress is this side, so happiness is this side. Well, it's just that the world will say, how can you always be happy? So you karke dekhte. Always stress. There was Suresh Bhai who does the program with me. He asked Dadi Janki one day. And Dadi Janki said to him, attention me ra karo. You know, she said like that. Attention me ra karo. Matlab, attention me raho for your thoughts. So he just looked at her and said, Dadi, sara din attention me kon reh sakta hai? He said, sara din tension me reh sakte ho, to sara din attention me kyun nahi reh sakte ho? He said, achha, thik hai. Which means you're already doing the tougher thing. She said, sara din tension me reh sakte ho, to sara din attention me kyun nahi reh sakte ho? Simple, samajh mein aa gaya. It doesn't mean ki us din se hum sara din attention mein, it just means us din se humne attention rakhna shuru kar diya. एंड कोई भी चीज शुरू कर दी तो वो धीरे धीरे क्या होती जाएगी, इट्स नॉट हियर एंड हियर, इट इज लाइक दिस, इट्स नॉट अ स्विच, इट्स अ जर्नी, एंड ऑन दैट जर्नी समटाइम्स वी गो देयर, समटाइम्स वी फॉल, समटाइम्स वी लिटरली फॉल एंड देन वी अगेन पुश आवरसेल्फ एंड गो अप. इट्स नॉट लाइक दिस, इट्स संस्कार्स ऑफ मेनी बर्थ्स, इट्स नॉट इवन संस्कार्स ऑफ वन लाइफ टाइम दैट वी आर चेंजिंग. नो, बट चेंज करना बहुत ईजी है, सिर्फ करना शुरू करना है.
On that note of emotions, there is this interesting question. My appetite to need love and individual attention is more. How can I improve it?
My appetite for need of love. How many of us need love? इसको ऐसे कर देना, इसको तथास्तु नहीं करना. कैसा था वो दूसरा वाला? Change. See what is need. This morning we saw I am a loveful being. मैं प्रेम स्वरूप आत्मा हूँ. What does it mean? It means प्यार मेरा संस्कार है. जैसे शांति मेरा संस्कार है, प्यार भी मेरा संस्कार है. Now शांति मेरा संस्कार है या स्ट्रेस मेरा संस्कार है, कैसे पता चलेगा? When a situation comes, how do I respond? Okay, so it's easy to see the difference between stress and peace. If I respond peacefully, I've activated the sanskar of. Now to see love, right? Love is my sanskar. What is love in action? कैसे पता चलता है? Love in action. What is it? In relationship, what is love in action? Love is a word. What is it in action? Care, one. हाँ जी. Compassion, two. Oh. हाँ जी. Expressing about other person. थोड़ा सा elaborate करें उसको, मतलब. अच्छा, other person will not come to know. Okay. Again, just think. Love means you're creating the highest vibrational thought for the other soul. The highest vibrational thought, because love is a high vibrational thought. Hurt is a lower energy thought. Expectation is a lower energy thought. Rejection is a lower energy thought. Now suppose this evening we saw worry for your children. How many of you worry for your children? Now we'll say all of us. Now, when you're creating worry, which vibration are you sending your child? Which vibration are you sending your child? Lower energy. At that time, your higher vibrational of love is not radiating to the child. But what do we change our vocabulary and say? We love them, so we worry for them. If you love them, then you're sending the highest vibrational thought for them. But if you're sending the lower vibrational thought to them by creating them, you're not sending love, you're sending pain. Suppose you just sit here and say, पता नहीं वो क्या कर रहे होंगे या नहीं कर रहे होंगे, ठीक होंगे या नहीं होंगे, खाना खाया होगा कि नहीं खाया होगा. इससे अच्छा क्रिएटिव थॉट बिल्कुल परफेक्ट है, अच्छे से खाना खा के सो गए होंगे अब तक. दोनों वाइब्रेशन में फर्क है. विच एवर थॉट डिप्लीट्स यू, इट डिप्लीट्स द अदर सोल फॉर होम यू आर क्रिएटिंग इट. इट्स अ सिंपल इक्वेशन. इफ इट डिप्लीट्स मी, सो वरी वॉट विल इट डू टू योर बैटरी? Worry thoughts, what would it do to your battery? Then it depletes whoever you're worrying for. Care, what does it do to your battery? It energizes them. This is love. Where you are radiating the highest vibrational thought to somebody else and you are energizing them, this is love. I don't have to express it. I don't have to go around saying to them, I love you, I love you. Tell me something. How many of you had parents who kept saying to you, I love you, I love you, I love you? How many of you never heard in your life, I love you? I never heard. I have never heard my parents say to me, I love you. And I have also never said to them. जरूरत थोड़ी पड़ी थी, बट ये तो हमने कहीं से सीख लिया, तो सारा दिन बोलते रहते हैं. आजकल तो हर फोन कॉल पे बोलते हैं, हर मैसेज पे लिखते हैं. It is not needed. But ठीक है, कर रहे हैं, उसमें भी कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है. But I'm just saying, it's not needed that you have to say it to believe it or to make them believe it. It has to be in your vibration. I could be in pain and I could say I love you so much. No, I'm not radiating love right now. I'm radiating only pain. So love is a vibration and it's a highest energy vibration. Whenever you're at that highest energy vibration, you're radiating love. And you're not radiating love to 2, 4, 5 people. You are just a radiator of that energy. You're just a radiator of that energy. So ye sab thoda dheere dheere karenge. Dheere dheere dheere. But just to remember that love is not about what we say and do. That is care. Love is about radiating, and that's why it's called unconditional love, because there is no such thing as conditional love. Love is unconditional, which means I create the highest thought even if you've done the lowest karma. That is unconditional, and that is acceptance. So love is actually equal to acceptance, accepting the person as they are and continuing radiating that highest energy. Then you can say, I create and I radiate love. And when you start doing that, then needing it, agar aapka glass bhara hua, then you need someone to come and pour more water in that. Nahi, bas khatam. And a core equation which is very important. Jab aap kisi ke liye wo vibration create kar rahe hain, who is the first one who's experiencing it? If I'm creating pain right now, who's the first person who's experiencing it? I. If I create anger, who's the first person? So, one important very equation, dene mein hi lena samaya hua hai. Lene mein lena nahi samaya hua hai, dene mein lena samaya hua hai. Just whatever energy you're creating, that is what you are experiencing. जब हम किसी को गुस्सा करते हैं, who is the one who experiences that anger emotion first? The receiver or the giver? पक्का? But गुस्सा डांट तो हम उनको रहे थे. But who experiences that emotion? So always and always, it's the creator who experiences it. Receiver has a choice. Giver has no choice. Giver has no choice. So shift, just change your vocabulary today from I need love to say I am love. I am love, I radiate love, I create love. I am. And jitna I am and I create. Because when do we need, when we go, jab mera glass khali ho jata hai yahan ki battery, then I say I need. Jab bharpur hai, toh I don't need. So these are only vocabulary changes. A little vocabulary change, belief system change, thought process will change and everything will change.
So there are so many questions on emotions that I feel that we should cover them, but we should also, I think these are all really good, important questions to clarify. So this is request Shivani Ben and Balabai, both of them to share their views on it. Very nicely put. Ego is such an important quality in humans. Because of ego, great buildings are made and even wars are fought. How to tame ego in a constructive way?
One thing that fascinated me after coming to Brahma Kumaris is we are encouraged to think about the essence. There's form, there is essence for everything. You agree with that? Roop or sar. You have a form, you have an essence. And even the words have that. What is being referred to as ego there, when you say ego is needed, the definition of in that context is that sense of self, that sense of self-respect or swaman is needed. Because I need to know that I am beautiful, I am capable, I am worthy of love, right? I am worthy of my own love. So this thought about myself is what we call as swaman. Swayam swayam ko man dena. When I respect myself, that becomes my self-respect, and that is what is needed for all of us when we want to accomplish something. But in general, in the scientific jargon, that is also clubbed under ego. Okay? And in that context, that is how the question is asked. So when we say ego is needed, we don't use the word ego. Because as soon as you talk about ego, how do you translate it? negative connotation, something that has arrogance embedded in it. That is what he says, he's so egoistic. Ego, isko itna ego hai. So that means he has that arrogance. But when we talk about we needing it, we are talking about the self-respect. And that is needed. Because when I start something with this thought, I can do it. When you start, even before you start something, you are about to write an exam. And you start your preparation. On the day one, when you are starting the preparation, you say, I can pass this exam. What happens to your motivation level? Increases or decreases? Zor se. Thank you. And when your motivation level increases, your effort increases or decreases? When your effort increases, the chances of you passing the exam increase or decrease? Now when you start with this thought that I can't pass this exam, what happens to your motivation level? And what happens to the energy you invest? What happens to the effort? What happens to the result? See the fascinating stuff. You haven't even started the preparation, but with just one positive thought, you increased your chances, and with one negative thought, you decreased your chances. So when I have that self-respect that I am capable, I am confident, I can do this, that is what helps me to take on challenges and accomplish things. And that is the positive version of ego that is called. But when you talk about the ego on the other side, when we talk about wars are fought, mujhe bolta hai, dikhaunga. Now that's the other side. That is not self-respect because it's actually making you look weak. Because that is why you are creating that waste thought or thought of anger. Right? Because you are the one who has become weak, like Shivani Ben just mentioned. He is... वो तो आपका बटन प्रेस करके चला गया यहां नाच कौन रहा है राइट वी लिबरली डिस्ट्रीब्यूटेड अवर रिमोट्स टू एवरीबडी इंक्लूडिंग काम वाली इंक्लूडिंग रोड पे जो जा रहा है सभी को दे दिया भाई आप प्रेस करो मैं नाचूंगी या मैं नाचूंगा वो प्रेस करेंगे और आप नाचेंगे यस और नो एंड दैट इज वॉट इज ईगो जब रिमोट दो लेकिन बैटरी निकाल दो तो वो दबाता रहेगा लेकिन चैनल चेंज नहीं होगा कब तक दबाएगा दबाएगा इफ योर रिमोट इज नॉट वर्किंग फॉर हाउ लॉन्ग विल यू प्रेस व्हेन द टेलीविजन इज नॉट चेंजिंग द चैनल विल थ्रो इट असाइड राइट दैट इज सेल्फ रेस्पेक्ट सो सेल्फ रेस्पेक्ट इज नीडेड एंड व्हेन दैट इज लेबल्ड एज ईगो दैट इज हाउ द क्वेश्चन इज आस्क्ड बट व्हेन वी लुक एट ईगो एज एरोगेंस दैट्स एक्चुअली वीकनेस बिकॉज आई विल असर्ट माई सेल्फ only when I feel weak. Yes or no? I'll get angry only when I feel weak. So that is why that kind of arrogance leads to destruction, leads to pain, leads to sorrow.
The photo that you see at the back is of Brahma Baba. He's not a guru. He's not a teacher. He's the first student of this organization, of this Vidyalaya. And when he reached his stage of completion and he was going to leave the costume, the last three words that he gave was Nirakari, Nirahankari, Nirvikari. Nirakari, Nirahankari, Nirvikari. Nirakari means soul conscious. So ego is actually opposite of soul conscious. We'll see that in detail tomorrow morning. It's opposite of soul conscious. And so when ego is there, all vices. Isiliye kehte Ravan ka ahankar, which means then all the das se aa jayenge sare. Kaam, growth, lobh, moh, ahankar, irsha, dvesh, nafrat, all. It's body consciousness. That is ego. And nirakari means soul consciousness. And जब हम soul conscious practice करते हैं तो हम निरहंकारी मतलब egoless अपने आप बनते जाएंगे बनाना नहीं पड़ेगा और जब हम egoless बनेंगे तो हम निर्विकारी अपने आप बनते जाएंगे means wiseless. So it's three words. Incorporeal, soul conscious, egoless, wiseless. So our aim object here is to reach a stage of being egoless. And egoless is same as soul conscious. So body conscious, role, position, इस सब का ईगो होता है So when you start operating from this consciousness, which is the truth that I'm a soul talking to another soul, it's different. And I'm a role talking to another role. Is it different? Alag hota hai dono cheezon mein? Yes. A role talking to a role is different, and a soul talking to a soul is different. What is different? What will be different? When it's a role talking to another role, what happens? And when it's a soul talking to another soul? So when it's a soul talking to another soul, egoless. When it's a role talking to another role, it's a position talking to another position, it's a wealth talking to another wealth, it is a status talking to another status, it is ego. And so soul consciousness helps us to connect to each other on equality. Na kisi se uncha, aur na hi kisi se neecha. Not only superiority complex is ego, inferiority complex is also ego. That's also ego.
There are about 4 or 5 questions on this deep emotion about how do you handle betrayal, especially in family and close relationships, and how do you handle bitter family members who have spent a lot of time, you have spent a lot of time with, but continue to remain bitter, angry on you. So, Shivani Bhai.
We'll see this in more detail tomorrow morning session, but please remember, what is bitter people? What are we saying in context of bitter people? They are not at a higher vibration. Where are they right now? Lower. So if someone is physically unwell, what do you do for them? What do you do for them? You take care of them. Do you say, how can you be unwell? No, you take care of them. So whenever we say bitter, betrayal, egoistic, they are emotionally unwell. Now you decide what you want to do for them. Just decide what you want to do for them. You want to catch their virus and their infection, or you want to heal them. They're just emotionally unwell. I was once doing a program for all nurses, and we asked them, what's the cause of your stress? So they said, jab doctor gussa karte hain. I said, itna sa, you all are doing so many difficult things. They said, nahi, wo sab aasan hai. But jab doctor gussa karte hain. So I said, patient bhi to kitna gussa karte hain. Kehte, unka bura nahi lagta, wo bimar hai. I said, wo bhi bimar hai. So that nurse says, wo kaise bimar hai? I said, anybody who's angry is not happy. Who's not happy means, wo emotionally bimar hai. Next day she calls me up and she says, ye bahut easy hai. She said, aaj wo hospital mein aaye, OT mein aaye, bahut achhe doctor hai. But when he sees something is not perfect, then he reacts in the operation theater. He says, aaj bhi unhone gussa kiya. But when I immediately first thought create ki, wo bimar hai. Now what would have happened when she would have created that thought? She shifted from that I am the victim of his behavior to understanding that he is the victim. And what was the most beautiful thing? She said, I was fine. That was her first step. But the second step was very important, what she said. She said, then I thought, what can I do for him? Now that is where comes care, and that is where comes compassion, when you realize the other one is not the cause of your pain, the other one is in pain. So now look at all the people around you, whether it's family, whether it's workplace, whether it's neighbors, whether it's friends. Please remember the time we are going through, the end of Kali Yuga time. End of Kali Yuga time means battery. Battery. Bas, ye yaad rahega, to you will remember ke iske saath connect karke apni battery ko kam nahi karna, uske saath connect karke charge karna aur unko bhi charge karna. That's the way of living. So just create thought that they are emotionally unwell, and you will automatically radiate compassion, and we'll see how to do that tomorrow. Can we repeat this line? They are not the cause of my pain. Bolte hain, yahan coding karni hai. They are not the cause of my pain. They are in pain. Does it make sense? Yeah? So we are not the victim of their behavior. They are a victim of their way of thinking. We have, either we just distance ourselves or we strengthen ourselves and become their healer. We become their caregiver. We all have the sanskara of being a caregiver for physical disease. Now we shift to being a caregiver for emotional pain. So they are in pain and we can give them pain. And while we are healing them, who is the first one who will get healed? Dene mein lena samaya hua.
This is also a question that's been coming quite a few times. As an organization, how do you sustain yourself and how do you ensure these programs remain continuous? So this is probably understanding how these programs are run and how this sustained. Balabhai?
As I explained yesterday, this runs through voluntary contributions, and there's something very beautiful. Prakash Mani Dadi, who is the previous administrative head, she said, "Log mujhe poochte hain ki dadi, aapki sanstha kaise chalti hai? Kyunki aap kisi bhi jo programs karte ho, wo charge nahi karte ho. To itne sare building kahan se bani? Itne sare centers kahan se bane? Ye itna sara Madhuban, ye jo bhi complex hai, chalta kaise hai?" Then she gave a beautiful answer. She said, "हमारा परिवार बहुत बड़ा है और हमारे परिवार में 10 लाख हैं सारे संसार में, तो अगर 10 लाख लोग रोज 1 रुपए भी यज्ञ के लिए रखें, 1 ही रुपए, कितना हो जाएगा? कितना हो जाएगा? It will run right, then it becomes easy. So similarly, any of these programs that happen, one of the first rules that Brahma Baba set up when he started this organization, the first 14 years was run by his own money. 350 people who were fed for 14 years. Imagine how rich he could have been in those days. 14 years, 350 people. Not taking a single penny from anyone. And then when the organization shifted to India in 1951, one of the first rules he said is, "Pehle aap unko kuch do." You first give them, because aap kaun ho? Dene wale ho na? Aise nahi ki aap mangoge, kyunki ye Bhagwan ki jo yagya hai, wo chalega. And when he said, after they get touched and they feel that I want to help more, that is when they will start contributing. And that founding principle has been standard all these 80 plus years. So if you feel that you benefited, you got something, absolutely, there is no compulsion. But when you contribute, that helps for the next program, next program, next program. And that's what has been happening for 80 plus years. And some of you were asking whom to give, where to give, how to give. So we have Sameer Bhai. All of you must be knowing him, right? Because he was the one who allowed you to come in, gave the badge and then gave you the accommodation. So he is also one who helps us with many other roles. He himself has been a CEO of a large software company, and he also works as vice president at Sears, where the company I come from. So he's a person, he'll be at the same accommodation reception. And whenever any one of you is interested in making a contribution for this yagya, you're most welcome.
This campus where we are staying since yesterday, and that time there were only 3 lakh total students of the Brahma Kumaris. And another example of vibration, this land was barren land. Barren, declared barren land. So once the Doodhwala Bhaiya, he came to Dadi in that old campus and he said, "Dadi, wo zameen aap le lo, bahut saste mein mil rahi hai." So everybody said, "Dadi, wo banjar zameen ka hum kya karenge, like it's barren." And but of course she was in meditation and she got that message from him, "Ke le lo." and they got it at like, but then you have to construct it. And so when the governor, Channa Reddyji, he came for the foundation day ceremony, and he said, Dadi, you don't have the funds, I've checked all your accounts and all. So then she sat down and she made calculations for him and gave him. She said, I have 3 lakh brothers and sisters. And she said, if 3 lakh will give 1 rupee every day, and if 3 lakh rupees comes in every day, this campus will get constructed. And it was literally constructed that way, with everybody putting 1 rupee in the box every single day. And not compulsory, those who could put that 1 rupee. Now what difference does that make? I mean, someone could have come and funded one major part of it. But the concept here is, we're not going to run it with one person's, two people or five people's money. It has to happen with everyone's contribution, because that is not just money, it creates a vibration. So then the vibration we feel here of love and care had actually come from that 1 rupee that people were putting that time to even create this campus. So in those days, like if there is an old Mataji, she's not working, she's not earning, so she doesn't have her money, and her son would just give her 5 rupees by bus to go to class, to the center. And then that Mataji will walk that whole distance instead of going in the bus, and then she would put that 5 rupees in that box, and that's why we experience those vibrations over here. So it's not like one person comes, sign the check and get the thing done. No. It will be like chota, 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 chota contribution out of love. That vibration. So that's the whole way everything works, whether it's this campus, whether it's every center. All over. It's with vibrations of love and that feeling that what I have got, I want to share with everybody. Not like this, Esa. No. And when Channa Reddyji came that day on the foundation day, he took out his checkbook of the government and he signed one check. And Dadi said, nahi, nahi, aapne to abhi tak Raj Yog sikha nahi hai. She's told the governor, you can't contribute. Without thinking that this project may go standstill, she just offended the governor in front of everybody. You know what the governor did? 15 days later, he came to do the course. And on the first of the next month, he signed a check from his own salary and not from the government account. So that's how your power to stand for the right, untouched, because you know you're standing for a certain principle, not fearing that what will other people think about you. So this yajna stands on certain principles. And 86 years, those principles foundation remains untouched. And this is needed for any organization. Changes will happen in the outer world. You might need to create changes in your organization also, but never create a change in the foundation principles of the organization or the maryadas of a family. When maryadas get compromised, then everything starts shaking up. So it's those principles. So that's a rule, that never ever charging for anything. And when Dadi went to London, Dadi Janki, now imagine going in 1970, and you go to London and you give something for free. So people were not taking it because it was free. So they said, it's free means it's not good. So they were not taking it. So Dadi came back and Dadi said, Baba, kuch thoda lene do. No. No compromising on principles. Aayenge wo. Baba, free mein nete to nahi aate hai wo. Aayenge wo. लेकिन ये परमात्मा का ज्ञान है और वो अपने बच्चों से पैसे नहीं लेता है और अगर उसने 1 रुपया भी लिया तो उसका कोई एक बच्चा होगा जो 1 रुपया अफोर्ड नहीं कर सकेगा और वो बच्चा भगवान के ज्ञान से वंचित रह जाएगा और इसीलिए कभी भी किसी से लेना नहीं है नहीं है नहीं 1936 टू टुडे 2025 इट स्टिल रिमेन्स द सेम एंड इट विल ऑलवेज रिमेन द सेम इट विल नेवर चेंज. So when it stands on strong principles, things come, things shake, but the foundation remains strong.
We are reaching the end, so I'll end with a little bit of humor, where based about the principles that Shivani Ben was talking about, yes, these two thoughts came. You must have heard this. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. So if something has stood the test of time, then that something must have stood for something. Right? Whether it is organization, whether it is groups of people, whether it is nations, they stood for something, and that's what made them stand. And one of the American famous comedians, he said, these are my values. These are my values. You don't like them, I have another set.
And do we stop on this? Yeah. Please share your round of applause with gratitude. There are quite a few questions on relationships and some quite deep emotional topics as well. I request you to please take them up one-on-one with Shivani is better. And the questions on digital wellness, addictions, quite a few of them that we didn't cover. Balabhai will go into very much detail tomorrow when he's doing the session as well. Thank you. Om Shanti.